Want to go back in time?
First, you turn the time circuits on.
And turn up your radio with Mike Malone and the KQAK 435. Flashback. Flashback.
Most American listeners didn't read much into the lyrics from the song Electric Avenue, but Eddie Grant claims this was a very serious song. It refers to a real place in London and tells the story of a poor man who beholds the things in life he could never achieve. Electric Avenue is a shopping area in the Brixton section of London, named because it was the first street in the area to get electric lights. Brixton was also the setting for riots between police and protesters in 1981, which Eddie Grant refers to in the opening line, "Down in the streets, there is violence." This is one of the highest charting reggae-influenced pop songs ever. And Eddie Grant, a native of Guyana, had many pop and ska groups in England and Barbados. His first band, The Equals, had three top 10 hits in England in the 60s. They were the first multiracial band to find success in the UK. Electric Avenue made it to number 2 in the UK in January of 1983, but didn't reach that position in the US until July. The difference was MTV, which popularized the song when they put the video into rotation, not long after Michael Jackson's Billie Jean made the network much more accepting of black artists. A lean period soon followed Eddie Grant. In 1984, his theme song for Romancing the Stone was cut from the film and stalled outside the UK top 50 when released as a single, although it did fare better in the US. He returned to the charts in 1988 with his anti-apartheid single, Give Me Hope, Joanna, but the song was banned by the South African government in the late 1980s. Eddie Grant went on to pursue other business interests, including music publishing, a nightclub, and built up the success of his Blue Wave studio in Barbados, which was used by the Rolling Stones, Sting, Elvis Costello, and many others. Eddie continued to release albums in the 1990s, but nothing came close to Electric Avenue's success. However, in 2016, it was announced that Grant would receive a Lifetime Achievement Award in Guyana. So let's go back and take a stroll down that iconic street in Brixton, London. Here's Eddie Grant and Electric Avenue, and it's your KQAK 435 Flashback.